Video: At least 4 dead after more than 40 tornadoes hit southern U.S. by Amy Furr on December 30, 2024. At least 4 people were killed when severe weather ripped through areas in the southern portion of the United States over the weekend. More than 40 tornadoes were reported in 7 states, Fox Weather noted on Monday. Residents in Texas and Mississippi suffered major damage, the outlet said. Video footage shows tornadoes approaching neighborhoods, throwing debris into the air as people watched terrified. The Fox report continued. A rare, particularly dangerous situation tornado watch was issued Saturday afternoon for East Texas, Southeast Arkansas, much of Louisiana, and Western Mississippi. This was followed by numerous tornado warnings as severe weather persisted into Sunday. Severe storms rolled through the greater Houston area Saturday, causing significant damage and at least one fatality on the outskirts of the metro. Several people were also wounded as a result of the storms. Flights were delayed or canceled, and tens of thousands lost power, USA Today reported on Sunday. By Sunday evening, over 96,000 homes and businesses in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida were without power, according to tracking website PowerOutage.us. Earlier Sunday, almost 200,000 customers were without power, the outlet said. Video footage shows people recording some of the tornadoes as they approached. "Dude, this is bananas," one man said from behind the camera, according to NBC News. Meanwhile, a CBS News reporter in New Caney, Texas, stood outside a home where the wind had blown a garage door down and torn the roof off the house. One woman whose home was severely damaged said, "It's still overwhelming. I mean, I've never had nothing like this happen to me before." The CBS video also showed aerial footage from where a tornado ripped through a community in Mississippi. When a tornado ripped through the Ozion Church in Meadville, Mississippi, the spot at the site where two congregants sought safety was left untouched and the two individuals were not hurt, per the Fox article. Church Secretary Phyllis Daniels Whittington said, "We're all devastated. But we know, God has a future, a bright future, for us."